Yes, hello everybody. This is Christoph here from Munich. Oh, you hear me. Lynn, that's great. Yes, I would like to talk about healing again today. And usually when we are ill, then we are mostly concerned with ourselves to get better, which is pretty understandable. But there is another way that spirit tells us we could use in case we are ill. Instead of thinking of our own becoming well again, we can just focus on somebody else, whoever this may be, who comes to our minds, who is in a bad health situation, or who is having some kind of serious problems. And I'm sure the right person will pop up pretty fast in our minds, and see this person and see his or her disease, or see his or her problems, and just activate the power of your mind and decide to see this very person as a shining light, as a shining star. This is something very, very helpful we all can do in case we are ill. Because I think one of the aspects of illness is that it tells us there has been too much focus on ourselves. At least that's how it was in my own case, and this is what I see in other people too. And the moment other people start removing their focus from their own problem, from their own disease, and putting their focus on the well-being of somebody else, we don't have to be in touch with that person, or talk with that person. It's really it's a mind thing. We can just see this very person. That might be having similar problems like ourselves. See this very person in light. See him, see her. Like a shining star. That's what they are, actually. And this can very much help us to help our own disease to heal a lot easier and a lot quicker, because we're not forcing ourselves any longer to become healthy again. We are using our mind in a different way, in a giving way. Instead of concentrating on what can I get, I want health, how can I get it? Instead of thinking like that, I just see health, I see light in a person I know of who needs it. My own Course in Miracles friend and teacher, Michael Osterreich, he was helping me a lot in the days that I was very, in the years that I was very, very ill and walking on canes and sitting in wheelchairs. And he had health problems himself. He had, I don't know, some kind of nervous disease, and he had several heart attacks. And he very often told me, after I got out of my own disease thing there, you know, Christoph, you helped me so much in my own healing. And I asked, well, why? I didn't do a thing. But that's what he said. He said, because I concentrated, I focused on your well-being, on your health. And it's amazing how much that helped me. He doesn't have any nerve problems anymore, and he's jumping around like a young guy, even though he's in the middle of his 60s or so. So this is what the Course in Miracles keeps trying to encourage us to do, to remove our focus from our own person and move it in a lightful direction. Move this inner light towards somebody else. It's much easier than trying to see the light just within oneself. The way of Jesus is the way of seeing the light in others. And that's, I'm sure that's what he did. He saw the light, he saw the healing in others. And that was a question of decision. That was a question of choice. He could have just as well thought of his, or go on thinking of his, whatever, desires or personal issues. He obviously didn't do that. Because he was so very focused on seeing the light in others. And this is how he helped so, how he must have helped so tremendously. So this is, in my opinion, this is much, much better than praying to God for healing, than praying to God that I may be healed. Which is, this is extremely ineffective. But what really is effective is to see the light in someone else. And we can very well do that. Every one of us can think of light, some good, positive, pleasant light. And we can, by power of our minds, we can direct this light and see this light in another person who does have problems, who is ill, who is desperate. And even though we might never hear about that, it sure has effect on this other person as well as on myself. There's this wonderful saying in the lesson in the course where it says, when I'm healed, I'm not healed alone. It took me so long to understand that. But this little, say, light, seeing the light in someone else, meditation, is exactly the meaning of this lesson. When I'm healed, I'm not healed alone. So I think perhaps you can feel that that's a completely different track that we put ourselves on when we start thinking like that. We're not thinking ego-mindedly any longer. We're thinking together with our source. Together with the divine. Because the divine doesn't only want to heal Christoff or whomever, she wants all of us to experience this light of unconditional love. Because it is the essence of each and every one of us. I give my life to God to guide today. This is lesson 233. I give my life to God to guide today. Father, dear source of mine, I give you all my thoughts today. I would have none of mine. In place of them, give me your thoughts. So, Father, I give you all my thoughts today. Now, in case I'm sick, and I constantly have those thoughts running around in my head, oh my gosh, I still haven't gotten better, or I feel ashamed because of that, because other people, they did get better and I didn't. Or which doctor should I go and see, and which food should I eat, and which medicine should I take? And these are my thoughts, usually. But here, with this first sentence from lesson 233, we say, Father, I give you all my thoughts today. So I give you those thoughts about my concerns, about my, say, health situation, or this and that problem. I give all those thoughts to you today. I would have none of mine. In place of them, give me your own. Because I know all those thoughts of mine, the only thing they do is they keep me concerned. They keep me actually not happy. They keep me limited, extremely limited, and extremely focused on my own little personality. And all those thoughts about my own little personality and her achievements in this world, or her disasters in this world, or her failures in this world, anything that is concerned about with my personality, my name, I just, because my mind, my thoughts usually are just constantly running around this person that I think I am, this name that I think I am. In my case, it's Christoph. And all those thoughts, I just give them to love today. I give them to the divine. I just decide, I hand them over to the divine. I don't know how the hell to run my life. I tried to figure out all kinds of things, and some of them worked, some of them didn't, but eventually I did get sick, and eventually I will die. And who the hell knows the way out of this turmoil? Who really knows the way? I don't know it. I have to admit, I don't know it. And so I give this not knowing of mine, which is not just another thought of mine, into the hands of the dear Lord, of this high intelligence that just knows better, that knows the way out, and that knows who and what I am. God doesn't have any problems with me. He knows who I am. God doesn't have any problems with you. He knows who you are. He just asks us, my golly, listen, Chris, just give me all of those thoughts about your little personality, all of those thoughts about your diseases, all of those plans of yours, all of those achievements of yours, all of those failures of yours. Just hand that over. All of this self-identification of yours, just hand that over to me and allow yourself to plunge into the incredible movement of life and of freedom and of love. Father, I give you all my thoughts today. I would have none of mine. In place of them, give me your thoughts. Well, what are God's thoughts about me? What are God's thoughts about you? You are holy. You are healed. You are whole. You are free. You are full of power. And you are full of light. And this light wants to extend through your body and extend to others. So just allow it to extend. Allow yourself to be the light that you are. Don't allow yourself to think in those limited terms about yourself any longer. My gosh, I'm so sick, I just broke my leg, or I just got the flu, or I don't have any money, and all of that. Don't worry about that. This is constantly running around in this cycle of the world. It always goes up and down. One day you're sick, one day you're healthy. One day you have money, the other day you don't have any money. One day it rains, one day the sun shines. Haven't you realized this constantly goes up and down, and it's a part of this yin yang play of life? But you are not bound by this. You are my son. You are my daughter. You are my extension. You're the extension of my light into this world. So just give up those disease thoughts. Give up this criticizing yourself about what have you. Give up feeling ashamed or feeling unworthy. just give up those thoughts and allow God's thoughts to pop up in your mind. And the first thing they want to do is they want to make you happy. I go on reading. I give you, Father, all my acts as well. So, Father, I give you my thoughts, and I also give you whatever I might be doing, that I may do your will instead of seeking goals which cannot be obtained and wasting time in vain imaginings. This doesn't mean that I'm not going to cook something today. This doesn't mean I'm not going to brush my teeth today, or I'm not going to do all the things that I have to do in order for my body to work. But this means that I'm willing not to do all of that alone any longer, and I'm willing to always leave space open for some impulses from the divine. Like just to say hello to a neighbor whom I haven't said hello to for such a long time. Or just write a letter to my grandchildren, which I haven't, or to my child, which I haven't done for such a long time. Or to my mom, or to my dad, or to my grandfather. So help me to keep my mind open for your impulses. And I keep it open by handing over my thoughts to the dear Lord, by not worrying about myself any longer. Okay, dear Lord, I'm sick as hell now. And it really makes me angry, and it really makes me feel distressed, and I don't know what, but what the heck, I give you this whole bundle of problems, I give that right up to, into your hands. And allow this relief. Allow yourselves to feel this relief. Father, today I come to you. I will step back and merely follow you. I will step back and merely follow you. Which means that, of course, I do the steps that I need to do, but in doing the steps that I need to do, like going to the John, for instance, or cooking a breakfast egg or whatever, I allow and even ask for the divine to be here with me. I invite God into my life, even if I don't just have some faint ideas who he, she might be. I just leave this gap toward the divine open. And in case I cook my breakfast egg and all of a sudden I have this idea, I think of someone and I just think of the fact that, oh, he's so ill, he's so sick. I just turn my thinking around and I keep boiling my breakfast egg, but I start thinking of this very person as a healed being, as a lightful being. That's what it means. I will step back and merely follow you. Of course, God knows we have all those things to do long as we're running around in bodies. And it's absolutely nonsense to think that God will tell me which step to take next. I will think of my next step, but I will inwardly step back and let God do those steps with me, accompany me with all his good thoughts, with all his good intentions. Today I come to you, I will step back and merely follow you. Be you the guide, and I the follower. Be you the guide, and I the follower. Okay, dear Lord, you know I gotta get dressed, you know I gotta do this, and you know I gotta pay my taxes, and you know I gotta do something against my cold, or this and that disease, but I give you those thoughts. First of all, I give those thoughts to you. And then I see what comes back from you. And then most probably there will be the thought, well, go see the doctor, but take me along. And see the light in the waiting room of the doctor, in those desperate faces of the sick people that are surrounding you. See the light in those persons, and see the light in your doctor. Just take me along. Be you the guide, and I the follower, who questions not the wisdom of the infinite, nor the love whose tenderness I cannot comprehend, but which is yet your perfect gift to me. Be you the guide, and I the follower, who questions not your wisdom, nor your love, nor your tenderness. I give my love, my life, to God to guide today. Father, I give you all my thoughts today. I would have none of mine. In place of them, give me your own. I give you all my acts as well, that I may do your will instead of seeking goals which cannot be obtained and wasting time in vain imaginings. Today, I come to you. I will step back and merely follow you. Be you the guide, and I the follower, who questions not the wisdom of the infinite, nor love, whose tenderness I cannot comprehend, but which is yet your perfect gift to me. I give my life to God to guide today. This is a decision. I don't give my life to all those fear thoughts and all those concern thoughts and all those disease thoughts and all those lack thoughts and all those death thoughts. I give my life to God to guide today. Today, we have one guide to lead us on. And as we walk together, we will give this day to Him with no reserve at all. This is His day. And so it is a day of countless gifts and mercies unto us. That's what my grandmother Mickey used to say. She said, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And she said that even when she was really very ill. And it helped her tremendously. Today we have one guide to lead us on. And as we walk together, we will give this day to Him with no reserve at all. This is His day. Let's give Him our concerns. Let's give Him our fear thoughts. Let's allow ourselves to feel this lightness again, this being unburdened. And let's realize it's only myself who is ever able to put a burden on my shoulders. It's only myself that can injure me. It's only my thoughts that can injure me. And all those fear thoughts and all those concern thoughts are really like whacking ourselves on the heads. We don't realize it. There is this beautiful passage somewhere in the Course that the moment there is any kind of a judgment running around in your mind, just be aware that you're holding the sword against your own throat. My judgment about, I don't know, somebody that I think is stupid, my judgment about this person is exactly what I'm injuring myself with. And usually we're not aware of that. And it's really time that we become aware of that, because this is how change will be brought about. There is no, absolutely no other way. And there's no other way of realizing this tremendous responsibility each and every one of us has. Every little anger that I might cherish. And I was angry just recently. I was very angry. I just realized that it was like pulling a veil or a curtain across my awareness. And I even enjoyed it. I enjoyed being angry. But I wasn't happy. I was not happy. And when finally I realized that, and I put the curtain away, I felt, and stopped being angry, there was this tremendous relief again. I wouldn't have had to be so angry at this and that situation or this and that person, but I was angry at this and that person and this and that situation, and this was the moment I was holding the sword against my throat. And the more often that I do that, the more I will feel the cut. So there is really a tremendous responsibility we each and every one of us have. We really should not think there are things like, oh well, thoughts are free, I can think whatever I want to. Of course, everyone can think whatever he wants to, whatever she wants to. But without being aware of what thoughts are doing, what thoughts are causing, this is a very dangerous sentence to say. Thoughts are free, I can think whatever I want to. It's a very stupid thing to say. That's what Jesus tries to tell us over and over again. None of your thoughts is without effect. None of your concerns is without effect. None of your fear thoughts is without effect. And the longer you cherish them, the longer you give them your vital energy, your focus, the bigger the problem will become. And finally, it will strangle you to death. So we have to remember our responsibility. Have to remember that each and every one of us, including myself, are blessed. And this is really not not at all difficult. This is the most natural and the easiest thing I can do. Just because of the fact that I'm constantly worried and thinking in terms of not being blessed and others not being blessed, that's the only thing what stops me of experience that experiencing that I am blessed and that others are blessed as well. That I am free and that others are free as well. I give my life, my entire life, without holding a speck of it back. Not the good, not the bad. I give my entire life to God to guide today. Father, I give you all my thoughts today. And this today can really be every moment and can be every day. And this is, in my opinion, the central thing that the Course in Miracles is trying to teach us. To really rely on our inner guidance instead of relying on our limiting thoughts of fear and sorrow and concern and expectation. Father, I give you all my thoughts today. This is really just this little sentence. We can walk around with this little sentence for months and years. Father, I give you all my thoughts today. We'll have a hell of a lot to do. There are so many stupid thoughts running around through my head again and again. So many limiting thoughts. And this is our chance, this is what we are here for, really to learn, to hand over this entire negativity, and not once and then think it's done, but whenever it pops up, and I'm positive it will pop up again and again, at least that's how I experience it, and how other people that I know of that have really walked the path experience it too. It pops up again and again, some little jealousy, some little fear, some little concern. It pops up again and again and again. And I have so much that I really can do. Like when people are ill or lie in bed, instead of constantly focusing on trying to figure out what could help them, just hand over those thoughts about what could help you to the divine. And I give you all my acts as well, that I may do your will instead of seeking goals which cannot be obtained and wasting time in vain imaginings. Today I come to you, and this can be every day, and this can be every instant. This instant I come to you. I will step back and merely follow you. Be you the guide, and I the follower, who questions not your wisdom nor your love nor tenderness. And as we think of this thought, we can really just as well breathe this thought. I give my life to God to guide today. I give my life to God to guide today. I can concentrate on this thought and think of my breath at the same time, and this will strengthen it tremendously. And I can do that in any situation that I feel any kind of concern about whatever. I give my life to God to guide today. And as we breathe this sentence, just feel how this light is shining up. Allow this light to shine. It is your light. Just allow it to shine. And breathe this light that you are, this light of love that you are. That's where all our problems, all our diseases are trying to get us back to. Let's know that we are loved, and let's know that we love. And let's know that we are healed. And let's help others in their own healing, in just not seeing them as limited, frail beings, but as beings of light. Let's breathe healing into our entire world. Let's breathe light into our entire world. Because this is really what we want to do. Okay, thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much to spending this hour with me. And I wish you all the very best.